Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunity to come before you today to share his word and to lift up his holy name. We're going to continue with our discussion from last week with Gabriella Matthews.
It's interesting how that developed.
So how has it changed your life, though?
Oh, it changes it. You know, there's that saying everybody says that it will change your life in every way. Mm-hmm. And I always heard people say that, and I thought, oh, yeah, I know that. Of course it's going to change my life. I didn't know what they meant. I thought I did. All these sayings, I thought people knew what, you know, choose your battles, it goes so fast, it changes your life in every way. All these little sayings, I thought I knew what they meant, but I had now, on the other side of the fence, I realized, yeah, I had no clue. So it changes your life. Everything has changed because, as you know, as a mom, you don't really ever stop being a mom. Like, even when I'm at work, I'm talking to you right now, I'm not parenting him in this moment, but I'm still a mom, even though I don't know how to explain it. He's not in the room, but I am a mom.
Of course.
So I think before I had the child, I thought, oh, yeah, it's going to impact me, like I'll have to go get a sitter or to go out or to go get errands done or go to the movies or go to dinner.
Some of the obvious ways that some
people... Yeah, I thought it was just the obvious thing.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't really get it.
A life interrupted because you have this new person here.
Right.
Now I can't do this or I have to make provisions for this person.
Right, but it's much more than that.
It's definitely
more than that. So my life is changing every way. I don't even know where to start. I mean, there's no way it hasn't changed. I'm trying to think of where would you even start. I mean, you know, work has changed, you know. Honest, I probably work part-time. And, gosh, I'm just trying to think how it hasn't changed.
I mean, as he gets
financially,
older,
it's changed.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Dating life, boy, that's a whole thing I'm still grappling with. You're talking about struggling. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out right now, okay, where's the line here? What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? Like, one of the things I'm going through right now, here's a current topic in my life. Okay, if I meet... you know, John Doe, do I introduce, you know, I'm just getting to know John Doe. I don't know John Doe from Adam. So do I, on the first date, say, hey, here's Alex. You know, let's all go out and go to Chick-fil-A together, or McDonald's, or the park, because I'm trying to get to know John Doe. So do I bring my child and let's go to the park and get to know John Doe, or no, don't do that because you might not like John Doe, and now my child might be attached to John Doe. So there's all of that. So now, whereas when he was young, I will say to you that I knew that would happen at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was like one and two and all that, I didn't really worry about it because I felt
cognitively.
I felt like he didn't really care if John Doe was here or not here or whatever. So up to now, I've been I have been introducing the people that I date to my child right from the beginning. As I'm getting to know them, so is he. And watching the interaction,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's also a valuable piece is,
mm-hmm.
well, how does John Doe interact with my child?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the person I'm dating, I just started going out with a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I don't think I want my child to meet him yet. So this is a new development. And so as the child gets, that's the other thing that happens, as the child gets older, there's different issues that arise at each developmental stage.
And then you deal with them as they come along. And that's one of the things.
Right, so now I'm dealing with that one.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's one of the things that I struggled with, especially after my divorce. And I had three teenage sons that I had to deal with.
Right.
And probably about a year or so afterward, I wanted to start dating.
Right.
And so I grappled with that same thing.
Right.
It was more important for me, that image thing, because my kids had a right to feel safe and comfortable in their own home.
Right.
I had no right to invade that.
Right.
And so I felt felt that if I needed to stay or be with a person, it had to happen outside the house.
Exactly.
I never ever brought men into my home around my kids.
Yep.
And the first thing that they want to do is, oh, well, you got kids. I want to meet your kids. And they figure that's a way to get next to you by, you know, chumming up with your kids. Because it was more important for me to have my sons respect me than somebody that might be here today and gone tomorrow.
Exactly. I've heard a lot of moms say exactly what you're saying, and I think that's really good advice, is to not bring the person into your home or into the child's life, you know, too early.
Too early, exactly.
Yeah.
As women, we still have our lives.
Right.
And we're entitled to that. Overcoming that guilt, that's going to take some time.
Right.
You know, and that's...
Well, I think it's always there. The guilt is there, but you can't let it stop you. That's just a little chatter in your head.
Well, I don't... You may call it guilt, but I wouldn't call it guilt.
Okay.
It could be that mother nurturing thing, you know, I'm leaving my kid.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know, and
that's a better word for it.
And because he's so young still.
Right.
But when he gets older, you're going to be glassing those moments away from him.
But that's my whole point.
And I think with my daughter, I had the same issue too. When I left her, I take over my mother's house as somebody that I felt comfortable and trusted.
Oh yeah,
knowing that
that's
she was
exactly
okay
right.
and safe there. And then I had a little bit of release from that worrying about, is she okay or am I being a bad parent because I'm not there every second. And I fell into that trap of calling every hour on the hour,
what's going on,
is she okay, whatever the case may be.
Well, that's the big, I mean, what I was talking about was, and I think you're alluding to, is there's always competing interests. So for me, there's, yes, is he safe, is he having fun? Like, I try to make it like where he'll have an opportunity to have something to do that he enjoys. So there's that, but on the other hand, there's, you want to be with your child. On the other hand, there's the other part that you just alluded to, which is you're like, gosh, I really don't want to be with my child. Like, I need some time away.
Adult
I need some adult time.
That's right. You need some time.
Right.
You and
so there's a, you know, gosh, I feel guilty. I use the word guilt, but I feel that nurturing instinct, like you're saying, that I need to be with him. Then there's this other part of me that's like, oh, my God, you know, please, I need a break. Because, again, I'm 24/7. I'm not, you know, a lot of my clients, I'm a divorce attorney, complain about having to share custody with their spouse, and I think, girlfriend, you do 24/7, you'll be happy that he's doing, you know, the whole every other weekend or once a week, or even, you know, obviously there are people who do more than that, but I think that's great. You know, now having done it on my own, it would be great for dad to come along and say, oh, this is my weekend, and you get a weekend off, and you can, you know, go to the bathroom without your child interrupting you, or just go get your nails done, or whatever. So all those things I have to sort of manage around. Again, you talked about how to change your life. All the things that I need to do for Gabriella, whether it's go to the grocery store, whether it's go work out, whether it's go to the bank, whatever, I'm trying to figure out how to do those, either not with my child, or can he do them with me, that whole thing.
Exactly.
So there's always that competing interest. Mm-hmm. And then another thing you touched on that I wanted to say was, you said, you know, I would leave him with my mother, I would do this, I would do that. One thing I was very clear about when I thought I'd tell on myself is, you better get yourself a real good village, Gabriella.
Exactly.
So it's very critical to get that village community. You know, I have a best friend, this happened by accident, but we were in childbirth class together. And we clicked in childbirth class. And so to this day, I just saw her this morning, our children are in school together, in private school together, and we share some after-school care together. But even before, so now we see each other every day, and our children together every day. But even before that, we would often go on play dates together, and frankly, it was like, you know, my child's driving me crazy. Let's go have some adult interaction, but you could bring your children. So they would play, and we would talk, and we would talk about the struggles. You know, I'm struggling with this. What are you doing about that? So we would trade ideas and suggestions and just vent and listen to each other and support each other. So just bring your child over. He can spend the night with us, and vice versa. So, like, tonight I'm going to go out, and again, because I'm doing this thing of I don't want my child involved, I'm going to spend my day today, you know, my daily day, and get him ready to sleep and whatever, drop him off at 8 o'clock in his jammies, and then I will go out late at night because then I feel less like I've given up time with him.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense.
So there's all these competing interests of personal, Gabriella, my business, being a mom, and now I realize it was a fourth category I had been leaving out, which was just like getting stuff done, home, whatever you want to call it, like getting your tires changed and your
running a little errands.
Yeah, just home, personal life. It isn't really Gabriella. It's more just getting stuff done.
Household stuff, exactly.
Right, all that. Because Gabriella is more like dating or going out with my friends. That's more the Gabriella category. So I thought there was three, and I'm just now realizing recently that there was a fourth one. So my whole thing is, how do I keep all those four areas balanced? That, to me, the game of life right there. That's what I'm always struggling, but always have my eye on with each other.
And that's a challenge indeed, because one of the things that I looked at also is my child's future. And so in the mix of trying to balance everything out, I'm like, well, yes, you can get busy doing this, you can get busy doing that, you can get busy doing this, you can do your mother thing and rush through your mother thing or whatever, but it's the quality time. I had to really stop and think about it. Look, are you spending quality time with your kids, or are you just spending time with them?
Ah.
You know, rushing through being a mom.
Very good.
And that gave me a bit of a paradigm shift, and that changed my relationship with my child as well. But I said that, but I wanted to get back to a point that we had brought up earlier about finding the balance and the nurturing thing and feeling guilty about leaving the kids. When I was going through that dating thing with my kids, the middle son, he finally said, Mom, get a life. Because sometimes that guilt would drive us to the point where we become overbearing and too protective of them.
Well, that's one of my biggest things that I see with women is that, especially because I'm a divorce lawyer, mm-hmm. okay? So I see women who, some women anyway, not all of them obviously, but a lot of women who come in here who have dedicated their whole lives to, I'm a mom. It's their identity, okay? And so they've completely given themselves over to being a mom. I personally don't believe in that. And I'm not saying you can't be a stay-at-home mom. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about more than that. So every parenting book that I read anyway, and just what I personally believe is, this whole thing about the airplane, when the oxygen masks go down, you have to put your own oxygen mask on first, and then give the oxygen mask to your child. I believe in that. So I believe that you've got to feed. If Gabriella is not fed herself, she will not be the best Gabriella, the best, my light shining as best as it can shine,
exactly,
to then be the best mom to my child.
Exactly.
So that's what I meant about when I said the four places and I was talking about one was Gabriella. I got to feed Gabriella spiritually. I got to keep her physical health going, so now I had to work in, how am I going to work out? You know, when I first had my child, I stopped working out completely, and then after a while, I realized, this is not working, so now I've built that back in. So that's my point. Dating, you know, the emotional piece, all those pieces of, the dating part is nothing more than just like the exercise part, just like the whatever part, the spiritual part. They're all different ways.
And that's going to do it for today's segment. We've been talking about this topic for about 6 weeks now, and I'd like to include you, the listening audience, in the dialogue and your comments, especially the dads out there, and especially if you're a single dad, I'd love to hear from you. So please email me your comments about this topic. Email me at womeninthelord@yahoo.com or visit the website womeninthelord.net and post your comments there. And also, if you're a father but you're not involved in your children's life, I'd love to hear from you as well. You can also call me at 919-251-2609. And if you're interested in learning more about attorney Gabriella Matthews, please feel free to visit her website at ncdivorcelawyer.com. In closing, I'd like to leave you with this prayer from Ephesians 3, verses 16 through 19. I pray that God grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.